It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And today we're going to talk about the CFP, you know, the college football pigs. Thank you, Arnold Diffel. I appreciate that. Give way. The Hogs are now at the trough in major college football. The days of the four-team college football playoffs are officially over. This 2024 season will usher in a brand new 12-team college football playoff format. Well, at least for the next 2 years. You see, there's a push underway to expand the playoffs to 14 teams as soon as possible. And why stop at 14? The more playoff teams, the more games to be televised, and the more TV money to be generated, the more revenue will go back to a few college football conferences. First, let's try a brief history of college football playoffs. It might seem hard to believe, but the Associated Press number 1 and number 2 ranked teams played against one another in a postseason bowl game just 8 times in the 50 years prior to starting up the playoff bowl championship series, the BCS, in 1998. Now, the BCS, you might remember, used those computers and the national polls to determine the top 2 college football teams after the traditional New Year's Day bowl games were concluded. Those 2 finalists faced off for the national championship 1 week later. During its 16-year run, the BCS system seemed to work pretty well to determine a national champion and keep most of the traditional New Year's Day bowl matchups intact. Until apparently it didn't. You see, in 2014, a 4-team playoff system was devised. It was called the College Football Playoffs. The CFP utilized that same BCS formula to determine the top 4 teams. It pitted the number 1 team in the nation against number 4 in one of the traditional New Year's Day bowl games as a semifinal game, and then the number 2 and number 3 teams would play in another New Year's Day game. And the winners matched up a week later for the title. And the 4-team CFP system with 3 playoff games instead of just 1 generated a lot of money, like hundreds of millions of incremental dollars in television rights being paid to the major conferences of football. But if the 3 playoff games created more revenue, why not expand the field to 12 teams, right? Would someone please answer this question for me? Which deserving number 5 ranked team at the end of the season has been shafted in the past decade and left out of a 4-team college football playoff? The answer, of course, no one. So then why do we need to expand the playoffs from 4 teams to a dozen beginning this year? Yeah, it's always about the money.
Excellent.
ESPN has held the sole rights to this college football playoff system since 2014. And in recent years, the sports giant has paid out more than $600 million a year for the rights to televise the 2 national semifinals and the championship game. They wouldn't be offering that kind of money, though, if they didn't believe they could recover it in advertising revenue. Beginning in the 2024 season, this year, ESPN and the College Football Playoff Group have agreed, at least tentatively, to a 6-year contract extension through the 2030 football season. In return, ESPN is expected to pay $1.3 billion with a B dollars every year for the rights to this 12-team playoff field. However, that new contract between ESPN and the College Football Playoff Group is still not signed yet. We'll keep an eye on that. This is simple math, though. More playoff games will equal more money for the big boys. In the past couple of years, the 5 major conferences, the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC, have been pushing for this expansion of the playoff system from 4 teams to a dozen. Unfortunately, one of those 5 conferences involved has effectively been disemboweled by 3 of its former partners. No! You see, last summer, the Pac-12 lost 10 of their 12 members as the conference effectively imploded. A new television contract being offered to the Pac-12 schools contained much less revenue than they were expecting. And so, 4 teams, Oregon, UCLA, USC, and Washington, bolted to the Big Ten Conference beginning this fall. And the Big Ten now is an 18-team conference beginning this year. 4 other Pac-12 schools, Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah, made their deal and they're joining the Big 12 Conference this year in 2024. The Big 12 now is 16 teams. The ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, picked up 2 former Pac-12 teams themselves, California and Stanford, along with the former AAC member SMU this year. The ACC now totals 17 football-playing schools plus Notre Dame. Now, the Irish want to remain independent in college football because they have a very lucrative contract with NBC for themselves. Notre Dame does participate in the ACC with all their other sports, but the ACC would desperately like Notre Dame to become a football-playing member of their conference much sooner than later. Prior to this massive scramble, the SEC had already cut a deal to abscond with longtime Big 12 stalwarts Texas and Oklahoma. The Longhorns and Sooners will be joining the SEC this year as it becomes a 16-team league this fall during the football season. These four remaining major conferences now have 67 college football teams, and once you add Notre Dame into the mix, there are now 68 major conference football teams beginning this year. So who wants to participate in this lucrative 12-team college football playoff system? I'll give you a hint. Tell them, Arnold. Yes, the four major conferences are trying to appear benevolent by inviting just one team from outside of their exclusive little club to participate in the 12-team college football playoffs. That means that one lucky team out of the five other conferences, the American, Conference USA, the MAC, Mountain West, and Sun Belt, are going to be invited, maybe, to participate for the big prize. As of today, the four highest-ranking conference champions will be seeded numbers 1 through 4 and receive a first-round bye in this new 12-team system. The remaining eight other positions will be comprised of one group of five smaller conference teams, along with the seven highest-ranking teams from the other groups. With four teams getting a bye in the first week of the playoffs, seeds number 5 through 12 will play against each other. The number 12 school will go to number 5, 11 goes to number 6, 10 goes to number 7, and number 9 travels to number 8 in the first round with those top teams hosting the game at their own home stadium. The second round of games involving the final 8 teams is going to take place during the New Year's Day bowl games. The semifinals would follow on the next weekend, so that means that the college football championship game is going to be pushed back into the second half of January beginning this year. But wait, what we really need is a 14-team playoff field in 2 years. So just when you thought this madness was calming down, the Southeastern Conference, the SEC, and the Big Ten conferences are apparently pushing to end the 12-team playoff in just 2 years in 2026. Yes, they want to create a 14-team playoff field to replace it. Not only do the SEC and Big Ten want to increase the field by two teams, they want even more. The SEC and Big Ten plan to guarantee themselves a minimum of 3 teams apiece in the 14-team field, with the ACC and Big 12 getting 2 guaranteed spots apiece. The group of 5 top team would make the field, along with the 3 highest-ranking remaining teams from any of the big conferences. So will this 3 plus 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1 plus 3 suggested plan satisfy those hogs at the trough? In a 14-team format, the SEC and Big 12 want their top-ranked team to receive an automatic bye in the opening playoff round, regardless of what that team's rank is coming into the playoff selection time. For example, Georgia might be the top SEC team in 2026, but have a ranking of number 3, but in the proposal, the Dogs would still get an opening round bye in the current proposal. That means if the Big 12 Conference, let's say, and the ACC had the number 1 and 2 ranked teams at the end of the regular season, that's too bad. Only the highest rated SEC and Big 10 teams would receive that week of rest during the opening round. Needless to say, the schools which are not playing in the SEC and Big 10 think that's a terrible idea. Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy of the Big 12 Conference had some choice words about that concept last week. He said, quote, "A playoff format which guarantees a first-round bye to any team, division, or conference before the season even starts is unheard of in any sport as far as I'm aware of. Based on the premise proposed, a team could be undefeated and ranked number 1 in the country and still not receive a first-round bye because teams were rewarded before the season even began." Defending his position, the SEC's commissioner, though, Greg Sankey, reminded the media that his conference has provided 40% of the college football playoff participating teams over the last decade, and he wants to ensure a similar revenue share coming to his conference in any future playoff model. Arnold, did you say oink again? Has anybody bothered to ask the college football fans how we might have felt about this? I can only speak for me, but I was happy with the original format back in the late 1990s, which featured the top 2 teams being selected to play one another on the week after New Year's Day. Those simpler times produced a fine champion, but apparently did not line the pockets of those big conferences and their television partners enough. The major conferences and their television cohorts really don't care what the fans or the players seem to think. The big conferences make a lot more money to pay their players and coaches and athletic departments by stretching the season into more games with bigger payoffs. As long as ESPN and the other television networks are willing to pay up for the rights to televise the additional playoff games, the greedy lords of major college football and television will continue to push the limits until they pop their own lucrative bubble. Did someone just say we needed a 16-team playoff? Oh wait, you really meant to say 32, right? I'm Swamp Swami.